Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will...
Dickie's Barbecue knows you've got mouths to feed and the clock's a-ticking. Well, enter Dickie's Family Packs. Delicious, easy, start-to-finish meals that feed the whole family. Each has slow-smoked meat, savory sides, buttery rolls, and barbecue sauce. Heading home? Heading to a holiday party? Well, show up with Dickie's Family Packs for either. Our namesake heartily recommends our Family Packs. Right, Mr. Dickie?
That's right, Chris, and that's why we speak barbecue.
This Sunday and every Sunday, kids eat free at Dickie's Barbecue. Come and get you some.
Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio here at the Tough Talk Radio Network. I have to apologize. I'm losing my voice a little bit here this morning, and it's hard to believe we're just starting out. Anyway, great show lined up today. Today's show title is Finding Your Miracles. We have two great guests, as we do every week here on the Tough Talk Christian Radio. I want to talk a second about how miracles have been found in my life. As a lot of you know that follow the show, I was late coming to Christ. I was in my early 50s, and so about the last 7 years, I've been following the Lord. But what I found out was, as I read stuff such as in Genesis about Joseph, you know, the Lord plans way ahead. I mean, He plans so well, and you know, maybe that's why it takes so long, because He's very patient in His planning, and He puts everything together so it just works out perfect. And a lot of times we just think that we're really good at what we do. We have no idea how long the Lord has been planning it, much like Joseph when his brothers sold him. It was part of the plan of the Lord's to get him in a place where he could do better. So a lot of times we might think that God's not working in our lives. But I have found that if you're present every day and you're paying attention every day, you will see the proof of the Lord working in your life, and not only in your life, but in other people's lives. So when then they show up that you don't feel as though anything has taken place in your world, just know God's planning something very big for you. And, you know, in bad times or times of trouble, it's even harder to wonder or have the faith to even believe that God is working in our lives. But you just have to know, there's those sayings, you have to go through the darkness to get to the light. All these things that people say out there are true. But the fact of the matter is, it might not be true in your life at the time. So you have to be patient, and you have to wait, and you have to just be present. And you have to just trust the Lord. And I know for me, it's the hardest thing to do when I need something, or it's not going right, or it's not the way I planned it. And then I realize, or I remember, it's not about the way I planned it. It's the way I step towards the plan of the Lord. So when you're out there and you're experiencing those troubled times, you know, sometimes you just have to stop and concentrate or meditate or just pray on the fact of what has happened in the past. You know, a lot of you know that I do compilation books, and, you know, I get people to share their message with the world, to write their story down. Take a 4, 5, 6 pages in a chapter and just tell your journey. You know, how did it start out? What did you go through? And what did you recognize after you went through it? And a lot of people, including myself, have found that when you start writing down what happened in the past, you have a better memory, better recollection of what it is that's taken place in your life. So it's easy to see that God does perform miracles in your life every day. You just have to take a step back and think about it, pray on it, and remember what you went through, how you got to where you are today, the ups and the downs. in today's world, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard because we see a lot of things that just don't make sense, whether it's political races or it's social media, it's the schools, it's the people doing things that are just outrageously wrong in our society. And it's hard to have any kind of faith sometimes that there's really someone doing good, that God is really out there. But I can tell you on my own, when I found the Lord, I did it because I was desperate, not because I believed that there was really a God. I was just desperate to be healed. And during that process, the Lord was so well implanted it way, 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 way before I was even recognizing it, that I seen a miracle take place in my life. That about dropped me to the floor. So when that took place, you know, I went from thinking, hey, I'll try this because I'm desperate, to, hey, I buy in 100% because I witnessed it. So if you're struggling with that out there, sit down with someone and have a conversation about it. Or sit down with yourself and a piece of paper and a pencil and write down the things that were that happened in your life. Take a look back. Take a walk down memory lane, if you will. And just see what the Lord has done for you that you either overlooked, forgotten about, or refused to admit to. Because I'll tell you, you will find your miracles in that journey. And then be patient, because sometimes they come far and few in between. But only because it takes a while to put a plan together that's going to make things work. Most of the time, God has had our plan, well, we know he's had our plan well before we were born. But most of the time, we're stubborn. We don't want to go in that direction. We're too smart for our own good. So we decide to just take steps that take us away. God has to reroute us back in. So just make sure, if it's not going your way today, to sit down and pray on that. Make sure that you take a look forward and take a look back. Look at what's already happened and have faith in what's going to happen. And it might not be what you want, but it'll be what you need. So I'm here to tell you this morning, we have a great show, and we're going to talk about finding your miracles. We're going to talk to Sadie Mitchell, who's been a guest previously on the show, and she's back by popular demand. And she wrote a book on miracles on demand, transform your ordinary struggles into extraordinary blessings with God's help. And as I mentioned, God provides us with plenty of miracles. Sometimes we just don't want to recognize it because it's easier to feel sorry for ourselves, or it's easier not to be accountable for the steps we went away from God. The great news is, God always welcomes us back. He loves us, he knows us, and he's waiting for us. So take a chance today and sit down and just reminisce down memory lane on the miracles that you've experienced in your life. And write it down. And don't throw the piece of paper away. Because I can tell you, by the end of the day, maybe even sooner, next week, month after, you're going to be in that spot again, and you're going to need to pull that piece of paper out to remind you what God has already done in your life. So what I want to do is do a little housekeeping here, take a short break, and come back with Sadie Mitchell. So if you want to call into the show, number is 347-989-1363. You press 1 if you want to ask a question to the show, or you can just listen by phone. You can go on social media. And you can catch us on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, hey, stop by and give us a like at Tough Talk Radio Network. Or, hey, friend me or follow me on Tony Gambone. We love to meet new people. It's the only way that I can continuously remind myself of the great things that the Lord is doing in my life. Well, I should say one of the great ways for me to remind myself is by the people that God brings into my path. Sometimes I don't always recognize why they're there, but I can tell you, if I'm patient enough, I will be able to see it. So we're going to take a short break, come back, and bring up my first guest.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. And I just wanted to remind everyone, if you tuned in late today, I recommend that you read Genesis 45, 3 through 8. And that's a little bit about how God works, right? Because sometimes we don't believe he's working in our lives. Sometimes we waver. Sometimes all kinds of things happen. So I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't know how it's going in your world. But I do know that you have time today as you pull out your Bible. Take a look at Genesis 45, 3 through 8. And, pray on that. See what happens. As I mentioned, my first guest, Sadie Mitchell, she's a best-selling author of Miracles on Demand. We're going to talk more about that. But she has spent most of her life studying and sharing the Word of God. She's an ordained Christian minister and a registered nurse with a PhD in specializing in geriatrics. So what I want to do is waste no time and bring her up and welcome her to the show. Sadie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic myself. Happy to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you back. I have your book in front of me here, Miracles on Demand, Transform Your Ordinary Struggles into Extraordinary Blessings with God's Help. We're going to get to that here in a second. I just want to make sure that, I think I can hear you. Do you have your computer on in the background?
I am.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm speaking to you through my with my computer on the internet.
Okay. All right. Well, now it sounds better. I was hearing some feedback. But anyway, what I'd like to do, Sadie, is let everyone know where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Okay. I live in Malvern, Pennsylvania, and that's near Philadelphia. I grew up in Charleston, South Carolina. So some would say a long way from home, but this area has been my home for the past 14 years.
Well, interesting. I grew up in a town right around the corner from you called Norristown, Pennsylvania.
I saw that when I looked up Tough Talk Radio to try to get familiar with you. And I saw that you were from Norristown. I kind of smiled because my husband has some cousins who live there, and I frequently go out there to work.
Well, excuse me. I love Philadelphia, and I haven't lived there since, goodness, the 80s. I'm in Houston now, and I surely miss the food.
You miss the food?
Yes, ma'am. I don't miss the weather. I miss the food. So, anyway, let's talk about Sadie Mitchell. Now, it says that you're a registered nurse. Are you still doing that?
I am still doing that. I have my own business now. I work as a nurse consultant, mainly with staff who work in nursing homes with older adults.
Very good. And you have been a ordained minister for how long?
Well, I've been recognized for 3 years, but I've actually been working as a leader and a minister since 1984.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so what I was talking about, a miracle, it seems as though you have probably crossed paths with people that have had things happen they can't even explain. Can you talk about that?
I certainly can. I can tell you about some of the miracles, such as the ones in my book. And I had a friend who I've been friends with for many years who wrote his story in my book, and he talked about being cured of 3 different cancers. And he's an ardent reader of the Word of God. He loves God. He reads the Word. He teaches it. And he believed God to be healed of those cancers, even when the doctors thought that the situation was hopeless.
Yeah, that, you know, I suffer from Crohn's. Well, I should say I used to suffer from Crohn's disease since the age of 19. I'm now 60. Wasn't supposed to live to be age 25. But because of the miracles that God put in my life, I was actually thankful that I had Crohn's, so that I would be able to recognize what I learned about the Lord. Now, your book talks about a lot of different things. One is healing of the heart. And I just, you know, a heart's a hard thing to feel comfortable that it's been, you know, healed. Once it's broken, it just seems difficult to get past it. And it takes time. But when you talk about the healing of the heart, can we talk about that?
Absolutely. And Tony, I'm so thrilled you brought that up, because that is actually one of the areas that drew me so strongly to the Word of God, knowing that God looks on the heart and that he cares about the heart. And oftentimes, a broken heart or a heart that's been damaged or injured in some way and manifested through people's emotions or their emotional state is often difficult for people to express and very difficult for them to get help with, except from God. I've worked with many people over the years, and that's an area where I've been able to use the Word of God and take people to records in the Word showing how God has caused miracles in people's lives to help them see that God's love can heal their hearts. And one of the things that's very interesting about the Word of God, it says in the Bible that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even down to that heart. So the Word of God can get to the heart of an individual more than anything else, and it just heals whatever is there that's bothering the person, maybe struggles that they've dealt with for, it can be moments or years. It doesn't make any difference with God, but that Word of God is designed to heal us. And it really does. It's living and it's real.
Well, you know, I get pushback from people when I tell them that God can take care of everything. They sometimes look at me like I used to look at people, like I had a third eye or something. No, but the thing of it is it's very hard to get past a broken heart. And I think that everybody has the opportunity to feel a broken heart in some way or shape or form. But I have learned that if I consistently hold the faith and know that the Lord's going to heal my heart, it starts to heal. So one of the tricks, I think, is to stay consistent in your faith. And that's very hard to do. So when you talk to people and you're telling them that, you know, they have to let God do his work, how do you convince them, I guess, for lack of better words, to be patient?
Tony, you're speaking such great truth when you say that you have to be consistent. And one of the things that we have to be consistent with is thinking the right thought. Nothing is hard for God. He can work to cause miracles in a split second. But our thoughts so often gravitate toward the negatives, or thinking, what if this happened, or I'm not good enough. All of the negatives that can just jump into people's minds and really harass them. But I teach people to read the Bible, and I teach them to read the Psalms. One of my favorite Psalms, and I've talked about this even recently to someone, when I had a very low point in my life, I would say bordering on depression. I couldn't even bring myself to read the Bible like I had been reading. I was a Christian already for years, but I was so down. My heart was so broken that I couldn't even read the word for extended periods of time. But I could read the Psalms, and the Psalms were very understandable to me. And one of my favorite Psalms is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I would say that Psalm, I would read that Psalm. There were times when all I could think of is to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I couldn't even remember the other five verses of that Psalm. But continuously thinking the word of God and bringing that to mind in the midst of those other thoughts that were causing pain for me or causing sadness for me really helped to heal my heart. And day by day, I was able to read more of the word and think more of the word. And before I knew it, my heart was completely healed. So that's what I teach people. The word of God really does have the answers, but our minds are what will hold us back if we are unable to harness those thoughts and bring the word of God to mind. We will delay our progress and delay our healing.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, you know, you're saying that you have to live it. You have to live it every day. It has to be part of your thinking. You have to stay plugged into it. You can't allow today's environment, that negative environment out there, to take over. That's kind of where Satan hangs out. That's his playground. So that's why in any church that you go to, or any group of Christians that you sit down with, it's very important to understand the power others in your community helping you stay on course. So, for instance, a Bible study, a small group study, or whatever it is that you want to call it, I find that when I waver, it's a lot easier for me to stay plugged in if I have someone, maybe you want to call them an accountability partner, or just someone that you can talk to that will breathe that back into your ears. So, because, you know, what comes out of our mouth turns out to be what we become.
Yeah.
So it's important to have someone around like that. When you decided to write Miracles on Demand, what was it that made you say, hey, I'm going to write a book?
Well, I found that I was always sharing the good news with people, and I saw the difference that it made in so many people's lives. I'll tell you, even when I was running a business, I was running a shipping store, but my store became famous for people coming in and having my family and me pray for them. I'd have people dragging people in saying, you know what? I know you prayed for me last week, and I told my friend about you, so can you pray for her today? And I saw so many miracles happen with people. I thought, if the word is spreading like this and it's making so many people happy, I should write a book about this. And I was in a conversation with one of my sisters on the phone, and she's a great believer as well, and we were talking about miracles that had happened in our lives that week. And she also encouraged me to write the book. And so I sat down and started writing, and in a year or so, I had the first draft done, and that became Miracles on Demand.
And so now that you've written this book, I'm going to just take a stab at this because I'm going to read some of the things on the back of the back. It says what people have written about your book. It says, every sentence in this book touched my heart and motivated me. My faith towards God has become more strong and powerful after reading this book. Great book, well written and well researched by a woman of knowledge and integrity. Integrity is a word that we don't, we hear it, but we don't witness it too much anymore. Another person said, I always believe that God will never give us problems that we cannot resolve. All those things on the back of this book make me want to say, okay, I got to see what they're talking about here, because miracles on demand, do you order them? Do you push a button? Is it like the Staples button? Because, you know, a lot of sarcasm out there, right? But
yes.
Once I opened the book up and I went to the table of contents, because the first thing I do is I look at the back of the book and then I look at the table of contents, okay? And, you know, I look at things like love of my life. The one thing that really stood out to me was healing of the heart, because I think that people's hearts are broken every day, and it's not from a relationship or a divorce. You know, it's just broken from a lot of things that we think we should have that we don't have, you know,
yeah.
Things that we allow ourselves to jump into. So you hear people say, God pulled me out of the hole, but they never say that they were the ones that jumped in the hole. So when I see these types of things, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's something. What I like about this book, it's 60, 70 pages long. And I can read it. It's a very easy read. And it's more like something that people should have on their nightstand so that when they wake up in the morning, they pick this up. And before they go to bed at night, they pick this up. Just the title, Miracles on Demand. It allows you to remember the miracles that happened in your life previous. So I'm really thankful that you've come back on the show, that you've taken time to write this book. What's the next book coming out? Is there one?
There are a couple of other books in the making, Tony. One of the things that I personally have loved over the years, and I think it just gives me an internal spiritual high, is to speak the word of God to people, to share the good news. So I'm actually writing a book helping new believers, or maybe believers who have been around for a while, to speak the word more boldly. Because I think, number one, in our day and time, we could sure use it, couldn't we?
Oh, amen to that.
More Christians talking about the word of God, everything else is out there. So I'm writing a book that will help Christians be bold and excited about teaching the word of God. Some simple steps, simple tips that will help them to just do what delights them. Because Christians really do love speaking the word of God.
I find, Sadie, that everyone loves to speak, right? I mean, everyone likes to tell their piece, their opinion, they're part of it. And I find that when people have great things that happen in their life, they can't help but speak about it. And I think everyone born in our world is here to share their message with others, and that message was created by God way before they were born. Now, unfortunately, not everyone sees it as God's work. They think of it as their own work.
Yeah.
So what I find is God will straighten that out eventually. And,
yeah.
You know, I just pray that they don't have to go through a lot of pain to get there.
Right,
so,
and that's one of the things God wants us to know, is that we don't have to go through a lot of pain. The word of God is right there for us all along. So we can go to it before we get desperate, so to speak.
Yeah, but a lot of us won't do anything unless we're desperate. And I'm using myself as an example. You know, at the age of 52, I was very ill again, and you know, I had lived twice as long as they recommended. So I thought, well, I made it this far. But I wasn't ready to go yet. And I got really desperate. I got a great family. I love my wife and children. I didn't want to go yet. So I was willing to try anything. And I just find it kind of amusing now you know, because I'm a control freak, how God just walked me through this path to make me go, oh, I get it.
He's loving, isn't he?
Yes, and he's got an incredible sense of humor sometimes. But at the end of the day, we're all able to plug in as long as we are willing to plug in. So
yeah.
I'm thankful for that blessing. So, Sadie, tell me, if people are in your area or listening to the show from anywhere in the world, how can they plug into you? How can they purchase your book? And do you come out and speak?
I'm delighted to speak at occasions where people want to hear more about the Word of God. And also, Tony, I am, like you said, a registered nurse, and I teach on a Christian platform. So I'm also doing speaking engagements at organizations where they would like for their staff to hear how to provide care to people with that Christian frame of mind, with the Christian mindset, because I do a lot of that in my work as well. I can be reached on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Sadie Mitchell, and I also have a website. My website is thehappyhealthychristian.com, because that's my goal, to help people be happy, healthy Christians. So again, that is www.thehappyhealthychristian.com.
Okay, so in your area, Malvern, I mean, there's King of Prussia, Valley Forge, all of Philadelphia area. It's a huge community there. Do you go out and speak in different venues out there at all where people could come and hear you? Do you have anything coming up where people could do that?
I don't have any engagements coming up, but I am available for engagements, and people can also reach me at my phone number, 610-348-3293. And as I said, my website, they can contact me there. I have an email address there, Reverend Dr. Sadie at thehappyhealthychristian.com.
Well, Sadie, I can't thank you enough for doing what you're doing and for taking the time out to talk to others, to explain to them the miracles that you've witnessed and to share their miracles with people as well. And I love the fact that I just like the cover of your book. I hope that people will go. Can they buy it on Amazon? Where can they purchase the book than your website?
My book is available on our website, and it's also available at Amazon.com. Miracles on Demand.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking time out to share with us today. I hope you come back with us and do some more work. I'm looking forward to the next book. And, you know, I'm always happy when Michelle connects with me and gets people like yourself up on the show. So I want to say thank you to Michelle Samadol as well for all the work she's doing to help promote what you're doing. So it's a great opportunity for people out there to place something next to their bed that will remind them of the opportunity that's out there that they can take advantage of. And it's not just because Sadie says so. Other people in the book are saying the same thing. So take a chance, purchase the book, find out more about Sadie and reach out to her. Have her come speak to your groups if you're in the area where she's at. And I'm sure if you could afford to pay for her to travel to where you're at, she'll come in a heartbeat. So Sadie, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Tony. I've enjoyed this very much.
All right. We'll talk soon. You have a blessed week.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye now.
All right. Bye-bye. So, folks, you know, when we talk about finding your miracles, what are you doing to look for them? Are you looking for them? Have you experienced a miracle? Have you taken the time to sit down and go, oh, wow, I never thought of that as a miracle? Have you sat down with your friends? Have you asked them, what they've experienced? Have you taken time out to purchase a book that talks about it? For instance, Sadie Mitchell's book, Miracles on Demand. Check it out. If you go to Amazon and you type in Miracles on Demand, it'll come up. You can take a look at it. It gives you a little bit of information on it. And you can find out more about how you can become someone that could help others make it through their day based off of what people in this book have been able to explain to others. So I hope you take time out to do that. I just can't thank Sadie enough. I always like having her on. One, I'm being selfish because she's from my home area where I grew up. And so I get to spend a little time up in the neighborhood without leaving Houston. But mostly because of her heart is a giving heart. And, you know, she has taken time out. It's just amazing the people that I get to meet on this show that will explain their life to others. You know, I really feel blessed that God has placed me in a position where I can meet people, you know, that will share their stories. So let's just take one more step here before we go to a commercial break. And I just want to talk about one thing. When I started doing radio shows 6-7 years ago, it wasn't because my dream was to do internet radio. As I was growing up, building my list of what I wanted to do when I grow up, there was no such thing as internet radio. There was radio on the car, but whoever thought that you were good enough to do that surely wasn't me. God did some things in my life since I was younger that I went through, and one day I had no way of making a living. So what I did was I started doing an internet radio show. And you want to talk about a miracle? We were producing 14 shows a week, and I was able to make an income to provide for my family. Now, who would have ever thought? Now, here it is, 7 years later, and I'm doing a Christian radio show. Well, for those who know me from a long time ago, who would have ever thought? But I get the chance now to talk to people, to hear their message, to share their message, and to let others know what they're doing to help people. There's not a better feeling in the world when you can share something good with someone else. So take time out and recognize what's going on in your own world, what has happened in your life, so that you know the miracles that God has provided for you. Because I can tell you, as surely as you do that, God will place someone in front of you where you can have that conversation to help them through their tough times. And it's like, you know, it's like that pay it forward thing. It just happens. When you recognize the strength of God, God will bring someone to you that needs recognition of the strength of God and use you as a witness. So we're not pastors. I'm not a pastor, surely. Okay, I'm not a preacher. But what I am is I'm a child of God. And I'm able to share his message with others, his message with inside me. And sometimes that's all it takes to have people find the Lord. We're going to take a short break. And please, if you get a chance, anytime today, especially right now, it'd be great. Go to thehappyhealthychristian.com. Pick up a copy of the book. More importantly, okay, I want you to click on the About Sadie Mitchell and learn more about her. Okay, there's a picture. You can put a face to the voice. You can read about her, what she does. And then think about what it is that you do and what you've been through and share that with someone else. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Looks like we had a little bit of technical difficulty there. Folks, here's what I want to do to wrap up the show. I want to make sure that people take time out today, if they choose, to pull out their Bible, their phone. You know, there's so many ways to get to the Bible now. Genesis 45:3-8. Read about how God works. And then sit down with a piece of paper and think back in the last year, 5 years, 10 years, your whole life. And put down some bullet points. What has happened in your life that was so unbelievably needed and you couldn't even figure out how it happened? That's a miracle. Sit down and write down the things that make you smile. Another miracle. And then take time out to share one of those things with someone that you know or you meet. You don't have to be best friends to tell someone a great story. But I want you to do one more thing. After you write down something that's really happened in your life that you consider a miracle, I want you to see how long it takes before someone comes upon you where you share that story. It's amazing how God works. It seems to take forever for him to show up in times of need. But when you recognize the power of what he's done, it seems like a split second before someone's in front of you and you're telling that story too. So take time out today to do that. I hope that everyone has an incredible week. Join us back next week at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show. If you want to be a guest, go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and register. We love sharing what God is doing in your life. I hope that you will take time out today to tell someone about your miracles. But in order to do that, you have to stop and find yours. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every week. I hope you'll join us. Have a blessed week. We'll see you next Sunday.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.
Barbecue knows you've got mouths to feed and the clock's a ticking. Well, enter Dickie's Family Packs. Delicious, easy, start-to-finish meals that feed the whole family. Each has slow-smoked meat, savory sides, buttery rolls, and barbecue sauce. Heading home? Heading to a holiday party? Well, show up with Dickie's Family Packs for either. Our namesake heartily recommends our Family Packs. Right, Mr. Dickie?
That's right, Chris, and that's why we speak barbecue.
This Sunday and every Sunday, kids eat free at Dickie's Barbecue. Come and get you some. Dickie's Barbecue knows you've got mouths to feed and the clock's a ticking. Well, enter Dickie's Family Packs. Delicious, easy, start-to-finish meals that feed the whole family. Each has slow-smoked meat, savory sides, buttery rolls, and barbecue sauce. Heading home? Heading to a holiday party? Well, show up with Dickie's Family Packs for either. Our namesake heartily recommends our Family Packs. Right, Mr. Dickie?
That's right, Chris, and that's why we speak barbecue.
This Sunday and every Sunday, kids eat free at Dickie's Barbecue. Come and get you some.